Title: Freeze Reverbs into Transition Samples Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live workflow for drum and bass transitions where we take reverb tails, print them to audio, and turn them into arrangement-ready one-shot effects. The goal here is simple: transitions that feel fast, intentional, and hyped, without filling your mix with uncontrolled wash. Instead of leaving huge reverbs running live during the drop, we're going to create a clean effects cloud on a return track, blast sounds into it, record the tail, and then sculpt that audio into uplifters, downlifters, ghost fills, and that vacuum pull freeze effect that feels super modern and rollers and techie minimal DNB. Before we touch anything, set your project tempo to the DNB zone, 170 to 174 BPM, and set your grid to 8th notes or 16th notes. At this tempo, sloppy edits are not vibey. They just feel late. Now let's build the engine. A dedicated return track for printing. Create a return track and name it RVB Freeze. The whole point of doing this as a return is consistency. You can send snares, stabs, vocals, whatever, and they all get processed through the same reverb and control chain. That means your transitions sound like they belong to the same record. On RVB Freeze, we're going to build a device chain in a specific order. First, EQ8. Put a high pass on it, fairly steep, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. If you print low end into your reverb tails, you'll smear the sub and destroy the punch of the drop. Optionally, if your tails get painful, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Next, hybrid reverb. Set it to algorithm, or convolution plus algorithm if you want extra realism. The key move is long decay, 6 to 12 seconds. Yes, that's long. We're not keeping it live in the mix. We are printing it and chopping it. Pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays readable. Keep early reflections low, like 0 to 15%, because early reflections can make the swell messy. And keep diffusion high so it turns into smooth fog instead of grainy flutter. Keep freeze off for now. We'll use it deliberately later. Also, because this is a return, set wet to 100%. After the reverb, saturator. Turn on soft clip and push drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. This is one of those teacher secrets. Saturation makes long tails read on small speakers. A clean reverb tail can sound huge in studio monitors, but vanish on earbuds. Saturation gives it density. Optionally, add a compressor after that. Gentle settings. Think 2:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 100 to 250. You're not trying to make it pump. You're just leveling the tail so the print is consistent. Then utility. Set width to something like 120 to 160% for that cinematic spread. But turn on bass mono, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. We want wide air, not wide low end. And finally, a limiter. Ceiling around minus 1 dB. You're not crushing it, you're just catching surprise resonant peaks. That's the return. That's your FX cloud. And now you can turn almost any sound into transition gold. Next step. Pick a source sound that screams DNB transition. Great choices are a jungle stab, a snare or clap hit from your main kit, a vocal chop like a hey or a breath, or a single mid-bass stab. If you use bass, make it a mid-shot, not sub. And pro move, pick something harmonically related to your track. If your tune's in F minor, a stab that implies F minor will make the reverb swell feel like it belongs, even if it's noisy. Now, send it hard into RVB Freeze. On the source track, turn up the send to that return. Start around minus 6 dB up to 0. Make a clip that's just one hit, placed very intentionally. A classic DNB placement is on beat 4 right before the drop, or even the last 8th note before the downbeat. You want that swell to launch you into the impact. Now we print the reverb. This is the main trick. We're taking something that would normally be a live effect and turning it into an audio sample we can place, trim, reverse, and automate cleanly. Create a new audio track and name it Print RVB. Set its input to audio from returns and select RVB Freeze. This is cleaner than resampling because you're recording only the return, not the whole mix. Arm the track. Hit record. Trigger your source hit once. And record longer than you think you need. 2 to 8 bars is fine. Stop, and if you need to, consolidate the region so it's one clean clip. Now you've got raw printed reverb tail audio. This is where the fun starts. First transition, the reverse reverb uplifter. This is the standard DNB move that never stops working. Take your printed audio and crop to the most interesting section. Usually that's the densest part of the tail, not the very beginning, where it's still forming. Once you've got a good chunk, Reverse the clip. Now we shape it with fades. Zoom in and do a micro fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to prevent clicks. That's a big quality move. Then use the clip fade to create a smooth rise. Typically, you want a fastish fade in so it ramps with urgency, and a minimal fade out because it should stop right at the impact. Warp mode matters here. If it's a vocal or a chord stab and you want it to remain smooth, try Complex Pro. If you want that more synthetic whoosh, go texture mode. Texture settings. Grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 30%. You'll hear it start to sound engineered, like a design transition instead of just a reverb. Now place it so the end of the reverse well hits exactly on the drop downbeat. Exactly, at 174 BPM, even a tiny misalignment makes the whole thing feel sloppy. Second transition. The downlifter or impact tail. This supports the moment after the drop so it feels huge, but it should not blur the drums. Duplicate the printed tail, keep it non-reversed, and shape it with auto filter. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start fairly open, like 12 to 18 kHz, and sweep down to somewhere like 1 to 4 kHz over half a bar to 2 bars. That creates the sensation of energy falling away. Then automate utility width. Start wide, like 160%, and narrow to maybe 80% as it decays. That narrowing makes it feel heavier and more centered, which is exactly what you want after impact. If the tail gets too noisy at the end, you can use a gate. But do this in the right order. First, use fades to control the start and overall envelope. Gating too early can create chattery artifacts. Once your fades are smooth, then add a gate to clamp the late tail. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds so it fades rhythmically instead of snapping. Third transition. The vacuum pull using the freeze trick. This is the advanced move and it sounds insane when it's done right. Go back to your return track. Hybrid reverb. Now we're going to use freeze not as a set and forget, but as a performance. Play your source hit, then engage freeze shortly after the transient, typically 20 to 100 milliseconds after. If you freeze too early, you capture the transient and it can click or sound spiky. If you freeze slightly after, you capture the bloom, which gives you that suspended, tense, pad-like hold. While you do that, resample it the same way as before. Record the return output onto Print RVB. Do a couple takes. And here's a great workflow upgrade. Use take lanes like a transition generator. Record multiple passes with different freeze timings, different send amounts, maybe even small filter moves. Then comp the best one bar moment. Transitions thrive on happy accidents. Once you have your frozen audio printed, sculpt it. First, do resonance hunting. Put a Q8 on the printed FX clip. Make a tight bell. Boost it a lot, like plus 10 dB. Hue around 10 and sweep slowly. When you find the whistly, painful nodes, cut them by 3 to 8 dB. This is way faster than trying to fix the return for every print. Then pitch movement. In clip transpose, try pitching down 3 to 12 semitones over a bar for that falling vacuum, or pitch up 3 to 7 semitones into the drop for tension. If you want it to stay musical, pick semitone moves that fit your scale. And if it starts feeling off-key, throw a tuner on and check what note the loudest part of the tail implies. Reverb can have a perceived pitch center, especially on tonal sources. Add a touch of redux if you want modern edge. Downsample around 8 to 14 kHz, bit reduction 0 to 2. Subtle, you're aiming for texture, not crunchy destruction. Now, before you build a whole library, do two quick pro checks. First, print consistency. If you're automating the source track volume, but you want stable reverb prints, set your send to pre. In Ableton, right-click the send knob and switch it to pre. That way, even if you ride the stab down, the reverb print stays consistent. This is huge for transition layers. Second, mono audit. Your frozen reverb might sound massive in stereo and then disappear in mono. On the printed FX track, drop utility and briefly set width to 0%. If it collapses badly, reduce the widening or add a touch of mid-focused saturation after narrowing so the center holds up. Now let's turn these into a usable pack inside your project. DNB transitions are most useful when you have multiple lengths ready to go. Tiny micro sucks, quarter bar fills, half bar standards, one bar uplifters, two bar breakdown lifts. So duplicate your printed clips, crop them to exact bar lengths, and consolidate each one so they become clean samples. Then save them into a folder, something like FX Frozen RVB. And naming matters. If you build a library, name them so you can search quickly later. A good template is FX RVB, then key, then type, length, source, and a number. For example, FX RVB FMIN REV 1 bar vocal 01. Now, arrangement placement. Here are a few places that work immediately in rolling DNB. Pre-drop. Put a reverse reverb swell that ends on the drop, and optionally pair it with a snare fill. Every 8 or 16 bars, add a super short ghost tail on the last 8th note. This keeps momentum without adding new drums. Break to drop. Use a long frozen, filter automated tail like a tension pad. And a classic pro move. Add a tiny silence right before the drop. Literally 1/16th to 1/8th bar of nothing. That contrast makes your transition feel twice as loud without you actually turning anything up. Now, mistakes to avoid. Don't leave low end in the reverb print. High pass it. Minimum. Don't print too quiet. If your tail is weak, saturate and limit on the return before printing so your transition reads. Don't go crazy with stereo width. Wide is nice, but your drop needs a solid center. Mono your bass in the reverb chain and do a mono check on the printed sample. And don't misalign the reverse swell endpoint. The endpoint should slam exactly on the downbeat. Also, don't stack too many long tails in the drop. The whole reason we're printing is so you can place them intentionally. Use them as punctuation, not as a permanent fog machine. If you want some extra heavy DNB polish, sidechain the printed reverb tail to your kick and snare. Put a compressor on the printed FX track. Enable sidechain. Choose your drum group. Try ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. That way the tail stays aggressive but the drums always win. And if you want the tail to feel more metallic jungle, add resonators very subtly after EQ, like 5 to 15% wet, tuned to the key or the fifth. Or for neuro texture, a little grain delay on a frozen tail can make it feel engineered. Short time, low feedback, low mix, just enough to make it move. Quick practice run to lock this in. Pick three sources, a jungle stab, your main snare, and a vocal chop. For each one, send it to RVB Freeze and resample 4 bars of tail. Then build 3 transitions, a 1-bar reverse uplifter from the stab tail, ending exactly on the drop, a half-bar downlifter from the snare tail with a low-pass sweep. This audio version is shortened for playback.